श्रीमद्भागवतम 1.11.14 सम्मार्जित महामार्ग रथ्यापणक चत्वराम सिक्तां गंधजलैरुक्तां फलपुष्पाक्षतांकुरै. सो रविंद्र कृष्णा हैज रिटर्न टू द्वारका. How the Dwarkavasis are welcoming him, how are they are celebrating his return, that is being described in this section. Sammarjit, everything has been well cleaned. Mahamarga, the main road. Rathyapanaka Chatvaram, not only the main road but other lanes were also cleaned. Apanaka, the place where people go for shopping, the marketplaces. Chaturam, the public meeting places. Siktam Gandhajalai Ruptam. Gandhajalai, not only were they cleaned properly, but they were also sprinkled with fragrant water. Uptam फलपुष्पम अक्षताम अंकुरै. सो फ्लावर्स फ्रूट्स एंड अनब्रोकन स्वीट्स आर आल्सो बीन स्प्रिंकल्ड. नाउ वन ऑफ द साइंस ऑफ ऑस्पिशियसनेस ऑफ सेलिब्रेशन दैट इज वोक्स ऑस्पिशियसनेस इज to use the demonstration of abundance. So when fruits, flowers, grains and seeds are sprinkled, that is to convey that, oh, there is so much abundance and all this abundance is welcoming you back. Of course, there can be other forms of significance to different things within a culture. But broadly speaking, the point here is that the Dwarkavasis lavishly and delightedly welcome Krishna back to Dwarka. Text 15. Dwari Dwari Grahanam Cha Tadhya Akshat Falek Shubhihi Alankrutam Purna Kumbhair Balibhir Dhupa Deepikai. Dwari Dwari, in each door. Grahanam Cha, the door of every house. Tadhya Akshat Falek Shubhi. Tadhya is curd. Akshatam is usually unbroken seeds or grains. Then phala ikshubhi, phala is fruits, sugar cane, alankritam, decorated, purna kumbhair, full water pots, balibhir dhupa deepikai, balibhir, along with other articles of worship, dhupa deepikai, there's incense and lamps and candles, deep, basically lamps. So, the description of how Dwarka was decorated to welcome Krishna continues, and here the stress is that not just the public places such as roads and lanes were decorated. It is not just that the government was welcoming its head of state on returning. All the citizens were jubilant also, and the citizens had decorated their houses too in order to welcome Krishna. And that is Dwari Dwari Grahanam, that every house was decorated. Krishna had such a loving relationship with his with the Dwarkavasi that all of them were jubilant that Krishna had returned, and thus all of them had decorated their houses. Text 16. Nishamya Preshtham Ayantam Vasudevo Mahamanaha Akrurashchograsenascha Ramaschadbhutavikramaha. So now here a list is given of the specific residents of Dwarka. Till now, generically, it has been described that the Dwarkavasis were delighted and elaborate arrangements were made to welcome Krishna. Now, after these general descriptions, now specifically, who are the Dwarkavasis that who were especially jubilant, who were especially noteworthy? They are mentioned over here. Nishamya. Just hearing Ayanam Preshtam, hearing that their very dear Krishna is back, the Dwarkavasis had become jubilant. Who were those? Vasudevo Mahamanaha. Vasudev, he is described as Mahamana, very magnanimous, very large minded. So Vasudev, just for the sake of protecting his son, had decided and allowed his son to be sent to away from him to Vrindavan, and he would have loved to have his son by his side, but he had decided that his son's safety was more important than his own satisfaction, as he had allowed Krishna to be away in this and many other ways. The very fact that he had got Krishna as his son indicated his exaltedness. Vasudevo Mahamana Akruras Chograsenascha. The other respectable members of the Dwarka dynasty are Akrura Ugrasen. Ugrasen was the official king. Although Kamsa had dethroned him, and then Krishna had overthrown Kamsa. Krishna had, in a sense, Krishna could have become the king, and the Yadavamshis were ready for that. But Krishna, deferring to seniority, said that Ugrasen was the person who had been the king, who had been dethroned by Kamsa, and he, after the removal of Kamsa, the kingdom should revert back to Ugrasen. So that is what had happened here. So Ugrasen was also there. And then Rama. So in the Bhagavatam, Balram is often referred to by the shorter name Ram. And the context often makes it clear that it is not referring to the Dashrath Nandan Ram, it is referred to the Rohini Nandan Ram. So Ram, so Dwarka will not have the Ayodhya Ram, it has the Balram. So Ramascha Adbhuta Vikramaha. Rama was described as Adbhuta Vikramaha, one who is capable of performing astonishing activities, astonishingly heroic activities. Krishna is coming back from Hastinapur, and long ago when the Hastinapur Vasis had insulted Krishna, at that time Ram had just by putting his plow lifted up the whole city out of the ground and had threatened to throw it into the river. This was just one of the many heroic, extraordinarily heroic activities that Ram had performed. So Ramascha Adbhuta Vikramaha. And then further, text 17, the other people in Dwarka who were welcoming Krishna are described here. Pradyumnascharu Deshnascha Sambo Jambavati Sutaha Praharsha Vegochashita Shayanasana Bhojanaha. So Pradyumna Charu Deshna. Now the generation of Krishna's sons are being talked about over here. Pradyumna Charu Deshna and Jambavati. Samba was the son of Jambavati. They are talked about. Samba Jambavati Suta. So Praharsha, they were delighted, hugely delighted. And the delight was such that whatever they were doing, they forgot that, they abandoned that, and just became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and the delight of knowing that Krishna is back. So Uchishta Vego Uchashita. Being influenced by delight, they just gave it up. What a Shayana Asana Bhojana. They might have been sleeping, they might have been sitting, they might have been eating. They just stopped it in delight. Prabhupada gives a brief description of the various characters who have been described here. So Pradyumna was a son of Krishna through Rukmini, and Charudeshna was also a son of Krishna through Rukmini. And of course, as mentioned, Jambavati Sutta, Samba. Samba was a son through Jambavati. So now text 18.
Varanendram Puraskrutya Brahmanai Sasumangalai Shankhaturyaninadena Brahma Ghoshena Chadrutaha
प्रत्युजग्मो रथै हृष्टः प्रणयागत साध्वशः सो वारणेन्द्रं पुरस्कृत्य वारण इन्द्रं foremost elephants on an auspicious mission varanendram puraskrutya puraskrutya can be related with the word puraskar which means to give honor puraskrutya also means to place in front pura place ahead so putting the elements ahead brahmanaisa sumangalai the brahmanas mood came there also brahmanai Sumangali, auspicious. The Brahmanas were carrying auspicious items. So, Shankhaturya Nina Dena. Shankhaturya. The conch and the bugle, they were sounded. Brahma Ghoshena Chadritaha Brahma Ghosh. That refers to the Brahma, refers to Vedic sound. Shabda Brahma Ativartate. Krishna talks about that in the Bhagavad Gita. Shabda Brahma refers to Vedic sound. So, Brahma Ghoshena Chadritaha. The Vedic hymns were chanted for the glorification of the Supreme. Pratyujagmu rathai rishtaha pratyujagmau. They all rushed hurriedly towards on the chariots. Rishtaha, very delightedly. Pranayagata sadhvashaha means with good emotions, respectful emotions. Pranaya means not just like official respect of a servant for a boss, it was filled with affection. So, earlier it was described that there were various sounds that were uttered when in the welcoming of Krishna. Now that is further elaborated and specifically who was doing what. So, the Brahmanas were chanting mantras, Vedic mantras, the elephants. So, elephant is a majestic animal and the elephant being ahead of a procession indicates auspiciousness. At the majesty is reigning supreme, being the foremost. So like that is described here. And so various ways in which, first there were preparations for welcoming Krishna. And when actually Krishna entered, there is a further description of how the arrangements which were there, they were also accompanied by actions of various people who came forward in a flow to greet Krishna and to honor and welcome him. Text 19. Vara mukhyascha shatasho yanaistad darshanotsukaha lasat kundal nirabhata kapola vadana shriya vara mukhyas. Vara mukhya here translates as the well-known prostitutes. Shatasho, hundreds. Yanaistad darshanotsukaha. They also came in the well. So, darshan utsaka. They were also eager to see Krishna. Lasat kundal nirabhruta. They were nirabhata. They were also wearing earrings. Lasat kundal. The swinging earring because they were eager. Kapola vadana shriyaha. And their forehead and face was very beautiful. Utsukaha. They were also attracted to Krishna and they came to behold Krishna. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that we may not hate even the prostitutes if they are devotees of the Lord. So, you know, there is material disqualification, there is spiritual qualification. So, we have the regulative principles which are meant to create a material environment that is suitable for the practice of bhakti. But bhakti is ultimately transcendental. It's a disposition of the heart. Of course, certain material circumstances can be and are conducive for the blossoming of bhakti. At the same time, bhakti is a matter of the heart. And sometimes some people may be in a situation where certain material circumstances may just be too hostile. And say somebody has been in a meat manufacturing factory, a butcher's business or a meat selling business for many generations, and they're totally into it and they're not able to come out of it. Now they may try in the long run to do that, but immediately if they're not able to do it, that does not mean that we have to despise them and we have to condemn them. If they are interested in the practice of Krishna Bhakti, they should also be encouraged. And the important point is, whatever circumstance a person is in, then the opportunity for practicing bhakti should never be taken away from that person. And there are different explanations of what the Varamukhe, the prostitutes, refers to over here. And of course, there were prostitutes. You know, there are always, Prabhupada explains, men who will not be satisfied with their wives alone. So rather than them polluting by seducing other respectable women and polluting them, they can satisfy their baser urges with some society women. So for that purpose, prostitutes are required. And from the perspective of women, you know, there are often extreme circumstances that life may visit upon some people, because of which some women, where they are just helpless. You know, either they may be indebted to their family, may be indebted to someone or whatever, because of which, if they are forced into prostitution, and if all living beings are parts of Krishna, then even prostitutes are parts of Krishna, and every living being deserves respect. So even prostitutes deserve respect. Certainly, there are certain things which are not to be emulated, and it is not that prostitution should not be made into a glamorized profession, as say today happens with, say, porn stars in some countries. They become celebrities, and that is very unfortunate, where they become models for others. But so one extreme, which leads to a lot of unfortunate misleading of people, is to glamorize people who are doing illicit sexual activities. The other is to demonize them, where they are hated, while there are still people who take what they are selling, peddling. So there has to be a balance where it's seen as a necessary part of society, and the important thing is that even they can be encouraged in the practice of bhakti if that's what they are inspired to do. So here it is described that the point of this description is that everyone was attracted to Krishna without exception. Everyone was captive, eager to behold Krishna. So text 20. Natanartak Gandharvaha Sutamagad Vandinaha Gayanti Chottam Shloka Charitanya Adbhutani Cha. So Nato Nartak Gandharvaha. So there were the dancers who were dancing. Nata and Nartaka, these two are different things. Nata is actually Nataka, it is related to Nataka, that means it refers to drama. So there were the dramatists, there were the dancers, there were the singers, Gandharvi. Suta Magadha Vandina. Suta, just like we have Suta Goswami, who is narrating the Bhagavatam. The word Suta literally can refer to a historian. So those who learn, memorize and recite ancient histories of bygone kings. Suta Magadha Vandina. Magadha refers to genealogist. Genealogy is quite important in traditional society, where people want to know who they've come from. Vandinaha. Vandinaha is those who are learned speakers, those who can speak in a very eloquent and riveting way, professionally. Gayanti Chottama Shloka. They were all, in their own ways, glorifying this Lord. Uttama Shloka. Charitanya Adbhutani Cha. His extraordinary character was being glorified by all of them. So again, this whole chapter of Krishna's entrance into Dwarka is describing the jubilation of Dwarka at the return of Krishna. And through it, the mood of the intense devotion of the Dwarkavasis is being conveyed. And bhakti is inclusive, where all the arts and crafts and skills are all channeled in a spirit of devotion. So Dwarka was not just filled with people who were just chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, chanting Hare Krishna, or
chanting the names of Krishna is wonderful, but chanting of the names of Krishna and devotion to Krishna can be done in various ways. So if they are dramatists, then that means the dramatists had also practiced drama. You know, no skill just comes overnight. And even if somebody is talented, they have to practice to become proficient. So these different skills were there. And people did invest their time to learn those skills. And it was understood that this is also to be encouraged. It's a part of human culture. You know, Arjuna was a champion archer. He did not become like that overnight. He toiled for years and years.
So bhakti culture is not about... it's about spiritualizing the various skills. And for cultivating the skills, a lot of effort is required. And that also is to be done. So Dwarka had the whole spectrum of human society in it, but the whole spectrum of human society was centered in Krishna, and that is being depicted through this description here. So, text 21,
Bhagwam Satrabandhunam Pauranam Anuvartinam Yatha Vidya Upasangamya Sarvesham Manamadadhe.
So, Bhagwam Satra. So here now everybody had come to receive Krishna. Now how did Krishna reciprocate? Krishna reciprocated appropriately with everyone. Bhagwan Tatra Bandhu Naam. For his various friends, Puranam, Anuvarti Naam. Of the citizens, those who approached him to receive and welcome him, Anuvarti Naam Yatha Vidhi, as it behooves, Upasangamya, going near him, Sarvesham, for every one of them, Manamadadhe, he offered respects. So now, even when somebody offers obeisances and then we fold our hands in reciprocation, that is also, they may be offering respects to us, but we are also offering respects to them.
So there is an appropriate way in which respect is offered to different people, and that appropriate way is discussed over here when it is stated that Krishna himself was very loving and respectful and very courteous in his behavior. So all these people, all his devotees, all the residents of Dwarka, especially the leading ones, had now come to greet him. And Krishna personally noticed every one of them, noted every one of them. And he reciprocated with each one of them. And in this way, he actually showed the Pauranam Anuvartinam. He appropriately, he dealt with all the leaders of the city, leaders of the city, the citizens, in a very cultured way.
So text 22, Pravabhivadan Ashlesha Karasparsa Smitekshinaha Ashvasya Chaswap Chashwap Chashvapakebhyo Vareshchabhimatair Vibhu.
That Vibhu, that Lord Almighty, what did he do?
The how Krishna greeted everyone, that is being further described over here.
Prahava, he bowed his head to some people. Abhivadana, he greeted them with proper words. Ashlesha, he embraced some of them. Karasparsha,
it's interesting, sometimes some people say that folding hands is the Indian way of greeting, the traditional Vedic way of greeting, and shaking hands is Western. But that's not necessarily the case.
Shaking hands is also fine. Krishna shakes hands, you know, Karasparsha.
Oh. Shaking hands, Krishna is shaking hands with the Dwarka Vasis over here. It's simply a way of reciprocating affection. We don't have to be stuck up in a particular things. Whatever is appropriate, we do that. It is also described in the Bhagavatam that when Brahma performed austerities and the Supreme Lord came before him after being pleased with his austerities, the Supreme Lord shook hands with him, expressing appreciation.
So, Ashvasya. He reassured them, encouraged them. And Ashvapakebhya. So, Ashvapaka. Ashvapaka is very low level people, you know. Shvapacha refers to the dog eaters. Ashvapaka means Ashva. So, the same word is coming. Shvapakebhya. So, those who were in the dog eaters, he actually respected all of them. So, again, the point of this description is to show the inclusiveness of devotion, that even in a place like Dwarka, there is the Varamukhya, there were prostitutes were there, there were dog eaters were also there. And Krishna did not deride any of them. Krishna respected them. Krishna welcomed them. Varaischa bhimatair vibhu. Varais. He actually gave benedictions to them. Abhimati, as desired. So, Krishna inclusively reciprocates with the people who have come to receive him. So, further that description will be given in the next verses, text 23. Swayam cha gurubhir viprai sadarai sthavirairapi astribhir yujyamano anyair vandibhischa vishatpuram. Swayam cha gurubhir viprai. That himself, along with his elderly relatives, the Brahmanas, sadarai sthavirairapi sadarai. Now, they were there with their wives. Sthavirair. Sthavirai is interesting that Astribi. The invalid, the Astribi, the blessing of Yujyamana, being praised by Anyai, by others. Vandibi, admirers, Avishatpuram, he entered the city. So, now Krishna reciprocated with everyone. But still, in the culture, the elders in the traditional Vedic culture are the Bhakti culture in general, in specific as well as in the broad Vedic culture. The followers, the elders are given special respect. So, Krishna entered into the city, although there were others also, he gave special note to the elders. And just like if we go to a program and then we some seniors, we give special attention to them because that is the normal way in which respect is offered. So that's what he did over here. What he did was with the elders, and it is described here that the thing is that in this world there is going to be always ups and downs. Ups and downs means that there is always going to be now say people who grow old. So there were elderly Brahmanas, and now they had come with their wives. So their wives were supporting them, and the normal course of age may take its toll on a people, but that does not mean that they need to be treated with neglect or disrespect. So they had also come out to greet, and Krishna noted them, and Krishna went with them. In this way, the whole spectrum of human civilization, how it is devoted to Krishna in Dwarka, that is depicted over here, and how Krishna reciprocates, that is also depicted here. So text 24 now. Rajamargam gate Krishne Dwarkaya kulastriya harmyanya aruruhur vipra tad ikshana mahotsavaha. Rajamargam gate Krishna. So as Krishna went along the royal road, Dwarkaya kulastriya, there were the royal ladies of the various ladies of the respective families in Dwarka, harmyanya aruruhur vipra harmyanya. They on their palaces, they went to the tops. Aruruhur, they went to the top of Vipra, O Brahmanas. This is Sutta Goswami speaking to Shaunakadi Rishis. Tad ikshana mahotsavai. Tad ikshana, just look at him. Mahotsavai, they accepted it as the greatest festival. So it's interesting that when among the people who have come to greet Krishna, it's primarily the elders and other citizens have come whom Krishna greets in the proper ways. Most of the ladies, they also want to see Krishna. Oh, our Lord has come back. And therefore, they go to the terraces in their houses. And from there, they are all beholding the coming of Krishna. So, tad ikshana mahotsave. And they thought that just beholding Krishna is such a great festival for us. It's a matter of such great fortune for us. So, Krishna is virayoshitam, as the gopis describe in the Gopi Gita, that he is the hero for all women. He is naturally a glorious, heroic person. And whether it be the Kuru ladies or the Dwarka ladies, they are naturally attracted to Krishna. He is the person who has emancipated them, who has released the families from all the Yadavamshis from the tyranny of Kamsa. And he has been protecting them time and again from many invaders. He has arranged this impenetrable fort of Dwarka for them. And he is naturally their hero. So they are eager to behold his form, to take his darshan as he is entering into Dwarka. And They consider that such a darshan will be mahotsavai. It's a matter of great celebration for them. And in the mood of that celebration, they go to their terraces to just get a glimpse of Krishna as he passes by on the Rajamarga, on the royal path towards his palace. Thank you. We'll continue this beautiful description in our future talks.